point.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let's give it another minute. Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
We'll start momentarily.
Okay.
Today we will be studying the second aliyah of Parashat Vayikel Pekudei, the double portion for this week. We begin the aliyah at Exodus chapter 35, verse 30.
Has joined.
And we complete it at verse 37, chapter 37, verse 16. And that my computer is jumping around. There are 59 verses in today's reading. And I'm not familiar with the number 59 to be able to give you an example of or the meaning of this idea. Verse 30 of chapter 35. Vayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael re'u kara Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo V'shem B'tzalel Ben Uri Ben Hur Lebate Yehuda Why male oto ruach Elohim bechachma bitvuna udat uvachamelacha lachsho bachashavo lasot bazahav bilvakesef uvanhoshet Uvacharoshet even lemalo Uvacharoshet Aetz la'asot bekol melechet chashavet ulchorot natan belibo hu b'achaliyav ben achisamach lemate dan mileota hakmat lev lasod kamelechet harosh v'choshev rokem bat kelet uva argaman betola at ashani uva shesh v'yorek ose komelacha v'chosh v'pamachashavot v'yasa betzalel v'yachaliyav v'kol ish acham levasher natan adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu hey yo ach ma utubuna behema lada at laso et kom lechet avodat hakodesh lekol asher tziwa adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo vayikra moshe el bitzael el ahali aviel kol ishaham levasher natan adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo ach ma belibo kol asher nesao libo lekara el hamlacha lasod ota vanichu vayichu milifnei moshe et kol hateruma asher heviu b'nei Yisrael limlechet avodat hakodesh la'asod ota v'hem heviu elav od nedava baboker baboker v'yavu kol hachachamim ha'osim et kol melechet hakodesh ish ish mim lacha lachto asher heima osim vayomru el moshe lemor marbim ha'am lehavio midei ha'avoda lam lacha asher tziwa adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo vaitzav moshe v'yaviru kom b'machane lemor ish v'ishya al yasu od melacha litrumat hakodesh v'yikale am mehavio v'ham lacha hayta dayam l'kol ham lacha la'asot ota v'choter v'yasu kol hacham levios v'ham lacha et hamishkan eser ririot shesh mashusar utkelet v'argaman v'tola at shani keruvim ma'aseh hoshev vasaotam orechairia ba'achat shemone v'esrim ba'ama v'rochav arba ba'ama airia ha'echat midah'achat l'kol ha'iriot v'yechaber et ha'mish ha'iriot achat el echat v'chamesh iriot chibar achat el echat v'ya'as l'lolim lulot ha'kelet al sifat ha'iriya ha'echat mikatzam b'mach Baret Kenasa Bishpat Hairia Hakiotona Bamakve Beret Hashenit Amishim Lulayot Asa Bairia Haechat Vachamishim lulaot Asa bikse hayraya Asher b'makberet Hashemit makbilot Alulaot achat elechat Vayas chamishim Karse zahav v'yachaber et hayriot achat el achat bakrasim v'yehi hamishkan echad v'yas yeriot izim le'ohel al hamishkan Ashte Ezra Yeriot Asaotam Orechairia Ahat Shaloshim Bama Yarba Amot Rochav Hairia Aechat Mida Ahat Leashte Ezra Yeriot Vayachat Ber Et Chamesh Hayriot Levad Et Shesh Hayriot Levad Vayash Lulaot Hamishim Al Sofat Hayria Hakitzona Bamakbaret Vachamishim Lulaot Asa Al Sefat Hayria Hachoveret Hashemit Vayas Tarse Nechoshet Vachamishim Lechaberet Haohel Liot Echad Vayas Mikse Laohel Orot Elim Miadamim Umikse Orot Echashim Milmala Vayas El Hachrashim La Mishkan Atse shetim omdim aser amot orech hakeresh v'yama v'chatzi ha'yama rochav hakeshresh ha'echad shetead yadot lakaresh ha'echad Meshulavot Achat el echat kein asar lekol karshe amishkan. Vaya aser hakrashim lemishkan esrim kirashim. Lifat negev te mana li arbaim adne kesef asa. Tachat Ezrim Hachrashim Shnei Adamim Tachat Hakeresh Ha'echad Lishte Yudotav Ushnei Adamim Tachat Hakeresh Ha'echad Lishte Yedotav Yultela Hamishkan Hashemit Lifat Safon Asa Ezrim Kirashim V'Arbaim Adnehem Kasef Shnei Adanim Tachat Hakeresh Ha'echad Ushnei Adanim Tachat hakeresh ha'echad U'yarkete hamishkan yama Asa shisha karashim U'shne kirashim asa Limkutzot hamishkan Ve'yarkatayim V'hayu Toamim Milmata V'yachdav Ye'yudamim El Rosho El Hatabat Ha'echat Enasa Lishnechem Lishnehamikzot V'hayu Shemona Kirashim v'yadnechem Kesef shisha asar adanim Shnei adanim Shnei adanim Tachar hakeresh ha'echad V'yas klerichei atzei shetim Hamisha lekarshe Tela hamishkan Ha'echad V'chamisha berichim lekarshe Tela hamishkan ha'sheinit V'chamisha berichim lekarshe hamishkan le'arkatayim yama V'ya'as et ha'briyach Atikon livroach betoch hachrashim min hakatze el hakatze viet hachrashim zipazahav viet tabeotam asazahav batim lebarichim Vayitzafer habritchem zahav Vayas et haparoket Tekelev yargaman betolat Shani vashesh mash zar Masecho shevasta ota Keruvin V'yas la'arba'a amudei shetim v'yitzapim zahav v'awehem zahav v'yitzok lachem arba'a adnei kasef v'yas basah m'lefechatah ha'ohel tekelet V'yargaman betolat Shani v'yashesh mish mashzar Ma'aserokim. Wayet amudav. Vamishaviet vavehem. Vetzipadar. Shehem. Vahashukehem. Zahaviadnehem. Tamishan hoshet vayaas vatsalel et haharon ate shetim amatai beheti arko viyama beheti rakbo viyama vaheti gomato vayetza pehu zahatahor Mi baitu mi hut vaya as lo zer zahav zaviv. Baitok lo arba tabeot. Zahav al arba paamotav ushte zabaot. Al talo ha'ehat ushte zabaot. Al talo hashenit vaya aspade ate shitim vaitafo tam zahav vaya vayet abadim batabaot al talot aaron lashet en haaron Vaya aspa kaporet zahav tahor amatayim. Vahetzi arkav viyama vahetzi rahba. Vaya aspa kerubim zahav miksha asautam mishne ketzot. Akaporet kirov echad miktah mizeh ukruv echad mikatzah mizeh min akaporet asa et hakruvim mishnei ketzotav. Vayu kakerubim porse kenafayim lemala sochavikim bekanfehem al hakaporet ufnehem ishel achiv el hakaporet hayu pnei hakerubim. Vayaas el hashulchan, ate shetim amatayim, arko viyama rachbo viyama, vachate hati komato, vayatzaf oto zahav tahor, vayaas lo zer zahav saviv, Vayaas lo miskeret tofach saviv Vayaas zer zahav lemiskarto saviv Vayitzok lo arba tabeot zahav Vayitem et hatabaot al arba hapeot Asher li arba raglav leumat hamiskeret hayu hatabaot batim labatim laset et hashulchan vayas et habadim ate shetim vatsaf otam zahav Lusait et hashulchan, vayas et hakelim, Asher al ha'shulchan et ka'arotav ve'et kapotav ve'et menakitav ve'et haksha'ot asher yusa v'achen zahav tahor. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will begin the English translation, but I may have to stop before we complete it. Verse 30 of chapter 35. Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Hashem has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has imbued him with the spirit of Elohim, with wisdom, with insight, and with knowledge, and with all manner of craftsmanship, to do master weaving, to work with gold, silver, and copper, with the craft of stones for setting in the craft of wood, to work with every thoughtful work. And he put into his heart the ability to teach, both him and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He imbued them with wisdom of the heart to do all sorts of work of a craftsman and a master worker and an embroiderer with blue, purple, and crimson wool and linen and weavers, those who do every work and master weavers." Chapter 36. Bezalel and Oholiab and every wise-hearted man into whom God, into Hashem has imbued wisdom and insight to know how to do, shall do all the work of the service of the holy, according to all that Hashem has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every wise-hearted man into whose heart Hashem had given wisdom, everyone whose heart lifted him up to approach the work to do it. So they took from before Moses all the offerings that the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the holy, and they brought him more gifts every morning. Then all the wise men who were doing the work of the holy came, each one from his work, which they had been doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, "The people are bringing very much, more than is enough for the labor of the articles, which the Lord has commanded to do." So Moses commanded, and they announced in the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman do any more work for the offering of for the holy." So the people stopped bringing. And the work was sufficient for them, for all the work, to do it and to leave over. Then all the wise-hearted people of the performers of the work made the Mishkan out of the 10 curtains, consisting of twisted fine linen and blue, purple, and crimson wool. A cherubim design, the work of a master weaver, he made them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of one curtain was 4 cubits, the same measure for all the curtains. And he joined 5 of these curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he also joined to one another. And he made loops of blue wool on the edge of one curtain, at the edge of the first set, and he did the same on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. He made 50 loops on the edge of one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set. The loops corresponded to one another. And he made 50 golden clasps, and he fastened the curtains to one another with the clasps, so the Mishkan became one. And then he made curtains of goat hair for a tent over the Mishkan. He made them 11 curtains. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of one curtain was 4 cubits, the same measure for the 11 curtains. And he joined the five curtains by themselves and the six curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the set. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And he made 50 copper clasps to fasten the tent together so that it became one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and a covering of tahash skins above. And he made the planks for the mishkan of the acacia wood upright, 10 cubits the length of each plank, and a cubit and a half the width of each plank. Each plank had two square pegs, rung like, one even with the other, so did he make all for all five, all the planks of the mishkan. And he made the planks of the mishkan 20 planks for the southern side. And he made 40 silver sockets under the 20 planks, two sockets under one plank for its two square pegs, and two sockets under one plank for its two square pegs. And for the second side of the mishkan on the northern side, he made 20 planks. And there are 40 silver sockets, two sockets under one plank, and two sockets under one plank. And for the western end of the mishkan, he made six planks. And he made two planks at the corners of the mishkan at the end. And they were matched evenly from below, and together they matched at its top. Into the one ring, so did he make for both of them, for the two corners. And there were eight planks and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, two sockets under one plank. And he made bars of acacia wood, five for the planks of one side of the mishkan, and five bars for the planks of the second side of the mishkan, and five bars for the planks of the side of the mishkan on the westward end. And he made the middle bar to penetrate in the midst of the planks from one end to the other end. And he overlaid the planks with gold, and the rings he made of gold as holders for the bars. And he overlaid the bars with gold. And he made the dividing curtain of blue, purple, and crimson wool and twisted fine linen, the work of a master weaver. He made it in a cherubim design. And he made for it four pillars of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were gold, and he cast for them four silver sockets. And he made a screen for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and crimson wool, and twisted fine linen, the work of an embroiderer. And its five pillars and their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, and their five sockets were copper. Chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. And he overlaid it with pure gold from inside and from outside. And he made for it a golden crown all around. And he cast four golden rings for it upon its four corners. Two rings on its side, one side, and two rings on the other side. And he made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made an ark cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. And he made two golden cherubim. He made them of hammered work from the two ends of the ark cover. One cherub from the one end and the other cherub from the other end. From the ark cover, he made the cherubim from its two ends. The cherubim had their wings spread upwards, shielding the ark cover with their wings, with their faces toward one another. Turned toward the ark cover were the faces of the cherubim. And he made a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, and he made it a golden crown all around. And he made for it a frame, a handbreadth, all around, and he made a golden crown for its frame all around. And he cast for it four golden rings, and he placed the rings on the four corners that are on its four legs. The rings were opposite the frame holders for the poles to carry the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold to carry the table. And he made the implements that are on the table, its forms, its spoons, its half-pipes, and its supports with which it will be covered of pure gold. That is the end of the English translation. And the only comment that I would make, which is an extensive discussion in answering the question, but these seem to be duplicates of yesterday's Aliyah and the duplicates from the Parasha of Truma. And the real question is, what is the spiritual meaning of these duplicate verses? They're not exactly duplicate. They have missing vavs, and they have other words in Truma that do not appear in the verse in Vayekel. Yet they're so close that it's clear they're duplications of the essence. So the question is, what is to be learned spiritually from this duplication, verse by verse? And that's why it would take too long to really answer or discuss. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, I will remind you that we have four more classes today. We have a class at 11 o'clock West Coast time, which is the continuation of the series that we started to read from Rabbi Bar Sadak last week. Let me look up the title of the book, The Evolution of God. And then there is class at 4 p.m., which is really 1 p.m. West Coast time. And that class is continuing our preparation for Pesach. That class is given physically in the building here with the people in the community. But we're doing it on the recording and the conference call, so you're all welcome to join as part of the preparation for Pesach. At 7:30, we have a Deep Zohar class. At 7 p.m., we have an essay by the Ari. All of these classes are open to all of my students, so I hope you'll join us on the conference call for one or all of them. Again, does anybody have any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol, much peace and serenity in your lives. Shavua tov. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Hadok.
Thank you.